Good morning. My guest this morning is Susan Price from Daily Acts. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Roland.
Community Resilience Challenge. That sounds like a challenge all by itself. What is this about? It's May 16th and 17th.
Well, the Community Resilience Challenge is a call to action. We are asking people to pledge to take actions and do projects that help build our community more resilient one act at a time.
Uh-huh.
And that includes things that helps us grow food, save water, conserve energy, reduce waste, and build community. Things like installing gray water systems, sheet mulching lawns, planting gardens, installing drip irrigation, hosting potlucks and tools. Shares,
oh, great.
Pledging to consider the end life of products as you buy them. There's something for everyone.
Talk a little bit about Daily Acts and how that works as an organization.
Daily Acts is an educational nonprofit that focuses on solutions that are hands-on skill building and action-oriented. We do a lot of work parties, we do tours, we do workshops, and we do a lot of educational talks and presentations.
It seems like what you do, at least from my experience of Daily Acts, is concentrate on the practical part of life, really, rather than the theoretical part, rather than complaining about the way the world is, starting off just by doing something about the world.
That's very true. We focus on inspiration and building our community up into a place of understanding that we are the change that we want to see in the world. Each of our daily acts matters. Each of our choices matter.
So what's going to be happening on May 16th and 17th? Will there be an event that surrounds this Community Resilience Challenge?
This year, as part of our action-packed challenge weekend, Daily Acts is offering three tours of rockin' homesteads that are showcasing beautiful, water-efficient, and eco-friendly gardens and homes. The tours are free, and they're out of Windsor, Cotati, and Petaluma. And then, additionally, we have community events that are happening this weekend in conjunction with the challenge.
Uh-huh.
For example, the Grayton Labor Center already installed a water catchment cistern, and this weekend they're going to be sheet mulching new garden areas and installing raised beds and drip irrigation. We also have several other projects that are happening throughout the month. The challenge goes through to the end of May, and those projects are also going to need some volunteer help.
Now, if you become a member of Daily Acts, you do go to periodic meetings, right? And usually there's some kind of a theme.
Well, we are donation-based.
Uh-huh.
We are an organization that is dependent on donations and volunteers. 6 years ago, a group of citizens came together with support from the Water Agency and Health Action with an outlandish goal of planting 350 gardens in a single weekend. It was
wow.
Quite a feat, and we blasted way past that initial goal with over 500 gardens in one weekend.
Wow.
So 5 years later, we have doubled our results nearly every year, and this program is spread both regionally and nationally, resulting in over 35,000 actions and projects that build our community more resilient.
Just what is the specific goal for the challenge this year?
Well, our goal this year is 7,000 registered actions in Sonoma County, and we are over halfway there. So I'd like to ask each of you listening to go online and register your actions today to support your community and help Daily Acts tell the story of a skilled, connected, and engaged Sonoma County acting together on solutions to the pivotal issues that are facing our planet.
Fantastic. And I was just talking to someone from the Rebbit Empire Food Bank. Daily Acts is another group of unsung heroes in Sonoma County, doing the work that you do very quietly and effectively, and then going on to the next task. I congratulate you for doing that.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for coming in. I hope you come again. Let's tell people once again that the Community Resilience Challenge happens May 16th and 17th. And the way to find out more about it is to go to dailyacts.org or to call 789-9664. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.